I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. There are still two opportunities in the next several months to attend one of the Colorado Ag Water Alliance workshops happening around the state. Colorado Ag Water Alliance's Greg Peterson says these half-day workshops will provide timely and valuable information for ag producers.
So the agenda for these workshops, there's a couple of different topics that we wanted to address that are all involved in the new Colorado Water Plan. Some of them deal with water conservation, what opportunities are out there for irrigators to participate in, to conserve agricultural water. Leasing is also a topic that's getting a lot of attention throughout the state, and we're going to touch on what programs are out there, what's good with them, what's bad about them, and we're going to have people speaking at these events who have actually been participating in the system conservation pilot project in the Colorado River Basin. And then we'll also be talking about this report that CSU came out called the Use It or Lose It, and discussing perceptions and misconceptions about water law.
The first occurred earlier this week in Glenwood Springs. The second will be on February 28th in Alamosa at the Rio Grande Water Conservation District. The third will happen at Steamboat Springs Community Center on March 22nd. To register or to learn more, go to coagwater.colostate.edu. That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.